Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy holidays as we are full-fledged into the holiday season, everybody. Yeah. Hope your Cyber Monday was great. Before we get started, for our intern, Diego. Mr. Diego, this is Uncle Mike speaking right here.
Hello, Uncle.
I think it's really important
to point out. Mike. Tio Mike.
Tio Mike.
Tio Mike. Tio Mike. Tio, you can call me Tio Miguel.
Oh.
Stop wrestling, young man. You don't wrestle with the microphone that much, okay?
I mean, not that important.
You know what else moves? Your face moves.
Yeah.
Move your face to the microphone.
So I think I'm going to speak in a little bit of code here for our one of our favorite interns, a very sweet young man, a man who loves being in the studio, at least to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I have the disadvantage when it comes to interns of not being up in the studio, so I really rely on what's said when the microphones are open, both on air and off air, to know what's going on.
Pre and post show.
Let me just say, I believe that there's a lot of levity around your world, Diego, but let me just say that I believe what Mr. Oscar may have been trying to communicate with you was a gentle way of telling you to straighten up and fly right.
All
right,
maybe
that your current proclivity for certain extracurricular substances may be damaging your future. And he's doing it in a lighthearted way, and he's doing it in a kind way. But at the same time, I will tell you that it has been my experience that overindulgence of that particular substance can result in no good things. That's
a lot of times, Mike, it will culminate in a series of bad decisions.
Like, for example, doing exactly what I told you not to do immediately after I told you not to do it by wrestling with the microphone.
I'm not wrestling,
you dumbass.
With it. I'm
okay, that's
it.
Why I'm trying. No, but see, you just don't touch it.
All right.
I'm looking at you. See, I'm looking at you right now.
He
I'm looking
sees
over
you.
Your shoulder.
Why are you disappointed?
Because there's miscommunication, and now it's turning into this pot thing.
Okay, well, see, that's the problem.
All right, you brought up the pot.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah, I didn't even mention anything, Mike.
May I begin the Q&A?
Please.
Just
please.
A brief Q&A.
Inquisition.
Adrian.
yes.
Weekly, monthly, daily. Answer, please pick one of those three. Weekly, monthly, daily.
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
Is that W-E-A-K-L-Y?
Two E's.
Okay, just
weekly
checking.
Would be weekly would just be like going out on the weekends with friends or something like that.
We all know that to be a lie, though.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay, Mr. Spiewak, please representing.
Are you Mike? Let me
state, Mr. Spiewak representing the state. Please enter and sign in, please.
I will say this to you, Mike.
Yes.
You like to take a cocktail once in a while. I drink almost every day.
Yes.
Part of my routine.
See, I do not, but I will be enjoying a cocktail this evening as I go down to the beach with the judge.
Oh,
so
a little Hennessy.
So you
Why
love
not?
You love having a drink, right? It's nice.
Yeah, I do. Midweek drink is fine.
Sure. But. You ever wake up in the morning and have one first thing?
No. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
No, even a mimosa is something that has to have a little bit of time.
That doesn't count as
between
first thing. That,
and that's a morning drink.
There's
but
some
that's
class
not, that's
involved
not
in
a
mimosa.
First
morning.
But there are vices.
A mimosa would be like a brunch type of activity, you know. And by the way, the reason, and we're heading down like early afternoon. We're going to be back in Betty by like 7 or 7:30.
Together?
And Diego?
No, I'm talking about the judge. When
oh.
We do But day drinking is my new thing. I don't do the late nights like I used to. I can't do it.
And there's nothing wrong with
it. Last one
having.
I did was the meet and greet weekend. That's
nothing wrong with having a day drink. However, I will say this. There is no well-known phrase called wake and mimosa.
Right. This is true. Well, why don't you get to it? Why don't you ask him what you want to ask him?
How often do you wake up and spark up, say, within a half hour of each other?
That's daily. I thought Mike was asking me, was giving
you
me options.
Lied to me.
I thought you were
See,
giving me
is.
Options. I thought it was categories.
Okay, hold on,
I thought we were
on.
Playing a game.
There's the first thing.
Miscommunication.
I have been, and this is, look, I'm not trying, look, believe me, I have my Irish whiskey, and I don't begrudge anybody their substances. I was watching an online piece. I was watching an online piece on medical marijuana that was one of the greatest things I've ever seen about a guy that was dealing with Parkinson's, and they gave him a drop of this medical marijuana, and it took away his symptoms, and it was one of the
last shakes.
If they don't legalize that in all 50 states, they're out of their mind. So with that said, but that's something that happened to me during my lifetime. I have been lied to by people that spark up more than any other group.
Yeah, but it's
always the top priority in their life.
Diego's lies are not malicious, though. No. They're just confusing.
Are they rooted into a cloudy brain?
Yes. And by the way,
the show's number one contrarian that would rather argue with me than do anything, that's as good as you're going to get from him today. That's as good as you're going to get, that your lies are not malicious, okay? That's the only guy that's going to defend you.
Because I root for Diego, and as a fellow Latino, I also look at him and I say, well, that could be a younger me, right? And
right.
I have
a spark up in the morning daily?
No, I've never done that. I've never had the constitution for it because I couldn't handle it.
Diego, if you don't mind me. And by the way, Diego, you are welcome to say I am not comfortable with this discussion and I will move on to other things. So
no, let's go. Full throttle.
God bless
let's
you. See, right there.
Full throttle.
Right there. Saloon. I love the kid. I love the kid because it shows that he's got some gumption, he's got some guts, and that's great.
Or he's high right now and he's making a bad judgment.
That's okay, too. For the purpose of this discussion, the fact is, how old are you now, Diego?
24.
Yes.
And how long have you been a regular user of that
daily?
That Mary Jane.
God, we're going to deep questions now.
Remember that time you stole that motorcycle when you were 12?
That's right.
I think I started when I was 14, maybe.
Oh, wow.
14.
No.
Yeah, sophomore.
10
oh,
years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
A decade. Let's get him a gold pin.
Back then, it was like once
now,
a
listen,
month.
Now, listen, the thing about it is, though, I am not against recreational use of marijuana.
Weed is awesome.
Not by, but I have also, it seems
not
to
day.
Me. Look, I've been around it my whole career. I've been around it. Rob's been around it. Let me tell you, the experience I've had, it seems to me that people that do it, unlike people that maybe go out on the weekend and have a binge and maybe do something horrible,
they're all destructive.
But the daily thing, the chronic, as they like to call it, that's all the time. And so I just think
2000.
I mean, today Oscar, did it affect his performance a little bit today?
Unfortunately, because Diego has this reputation now of smoke Diego smoke instead
right.
of go Diego go.
Right,
smoke Diego. Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, I am gonna get. I'm gonna get emails from people who just get hot under the collar.
It's not anti-weed.
Right,
I know
so
functioning potheads that rule, and they actually make and break businesses every day.
If
I don't
really
know,
wants
not
to smoke,
one of them.
I'm the one who wants to toke. I'm the joint. I'm the joint. I'm the joint. That's the song from Smoke Diego Smoke.
By the way, everything I'm saying about pot is my own personal experience with people. And I don't doubt there are people that make and break businesses every single day that are daily users or whatever. I just happen to have never run into any of them.
No.
I have run into people that have done damage to my business.
Yes,
That's what I have run into.
Damage.
And the fact is, that's why we're concerned. That is why we're concerned.
We're
Diego.
Just saying maybe take off a Wednesday once in a while or a Tuesday.
Or maybe just wait until
after
I don't
the
know,
show.
The cocktail hour. Say 6 p.m., 5 p.m. on summertime.
Mike, we need to hang out, go golfing. I'll change your opinion on the potheads.
Oh.
Now, let me say this.
Wouldn't you be better at miniature golf?
we were hanging with a lady the other day that does the medicinal thing and was talking about what exactly is fibromyalgia? Is that like a bone pain thing? Does
it's
anybody
a
know
chronic
what that
pain
is?
Thing,
nerve
right?
Pain. Yes.
It's a chronic nerve pain.
Boniva won't do it. You need some herbage.
I was talking about, the old hip problem, and she said, she does this. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm open-minded to any.
And when Carrie's mother was in her last throes, she had no appetite. She was wasting away, and nothing but marijuana could comfort her and give her an appetite. However, it made her tell us horrible things.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
She became very loose-lipped when she would be on the
mind came out like you're fat or something. Well, like
no,
that?
Well, no, it was no. I know that Carrie's sister Michelle heard a lot about her mom's sex life.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, wow!
One time that cool. threesome in Reno.
And the best one ever is there was a moment of quiet, and we were all in there, and she said, "You know, Michelle." And Michelle said, "What, Mom?" She said, "Carrie and Rob drink."
How dare they?
But I do know this, is that in those last few weeks, nothing but marijuana could comfort her and make her feel okay. But that
different
as a prescription. As a prescription. For example, if you have chronic pain and you get Percodan or Percocet or something like that, that's fine if it's prescribed. But you shouldn't be running around taking it every morning, Diego.
No,
it should be under the guidance of a doctor, someone who understands.
We want the best for you.
Yes. Like Dr. Bloom.
I appreciate that.
Dr. Matthew Bloom, your supervisor. Your immediate supervisor.
And may I speak for our people, Mike? The
Be
Latinos.
Fair, Pony is a nurse practitioner.
I swear to God, do not send me an email about the way I drink and the way I'm talking about pot.
Send
please
them to
don't.
Rob with two B's.
That's right, and I'll delete them.
Please don't do that. I don't want to hear that. Thank you very
Diego.
Much.
Diego.
Yes, Oscar.
As a Latin people who we have both assimilated in this country, we're both immigrants, we're trying our best. Why the pineapple skull cap? Why the banana and fruit skull cap that screams, "I just got off the plane from Ecuador"?
And let me, and
it's
also
very
let me,
snug. It's very,
let me add to that question.
This is Oscar's thing. Now hold on, Rob, don't interrupt.
Yeah, I'm
Oscar's
talking to a fellow
down.
Latino.
He's going into his Latin thing, and it's pretty good. And let's just hear what
Please,
he has
let
to
me
say.
Riff with my fellow Latino.
That's riff. Put some chords together.
Why? Oh my God. Why the ski cap that says, "Hi, I might not speak English"?
Okay, I don't think it says that.
It does.
It looks like I got it like at Hot Topic or some place like that.
You're 24. Hot Topic is for teenagers.
No.
Any 24-year-old that goes into Hot Topic really should be taken out in cuffs.
I'm working on my style. I'm working from the feet to the top.
Okay.
I got new shoes.
That's almost 18 inches.
That makes sense.
I got some distilled pants.
Distilled jeans. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I might say from toe to head.
Thank you. Yes. Two toes.
Not from the feet to the top. But that's okay. You know, I mean,
let's work on the less tropical Diego and the more American. Now, you can show your flair on the weekends, but if you're walking to a business, let's not look like we're selling bananas and oranges on the side of the street.
And to tack on to that, you have the other job at a functioning, classy hotel.
Yes.
And you do well there. You're well liked there. You have
Very
a
well
position
liked.
Of power.
You have a uniform there, right? You
I
have
do
to
have
wear like
uniform.
A shirt and tie, don't you?
Yes.
You don't show up to there looking like you've just fallen off the turnip truck.
I do, but then I go into the back, and then when I
see Banana Boat would have been racist. Turn up
with all due respect, Mr. Spiewak, from a person that if he takes one step down the clothing ladder, will be wearing pajamas to work.
Yes,
I don't think that.
Hey, I'm not on trial here, dude.
I understand, but you know, I mean, really, when we're talking about casual day, every day is casual day at the Mike O'Mara Show, right?
But
I mean,
don't you
isn't
think?
That
yeah, well, that's true, but. When you are trying to advance yourself up the ladder, don't you think a little bit of effort might be? And also, I've never worn a tropical hat.
And Rob's at the top of the ladder.
Oh, no, I never said that. No. But I'm not
I'm
an intern.
Saying,
neither
you know,
neither
you
am
know,
I an intern.
No.
It's just like when I'm going down that little road discussing with Diego the fact that he shouldn't be smoking every day. People can throw darts at me about the drinking thing.
Sure.
Same
yeah,
with
of course,
you giving Diego a hard time about clothing when, you for the last 14 years have worn cargo shorts and Birkenstocks to work. I just think it's not,
Pants today. Fully pants.
Are you wearing long pants?
Yes, I am indeed. Yes. I am indeed.
Is it under 40 degrees this morning? In
49 degrees.
It was chilly and it was damp.
Mm-hmm.
That is not cargo short and flip-flop weather.
That's right, and they're Birkenstocks, not flip-flops.
Are you wearing Reebok white sneakers?
No, I'm wearing Costco sneakers.
Oh, you are? Okay. Are you wearing white sneakers?
That's Change good. Back right. on a 20. That says quality. But again, I'm not on trial here. I could pass any test right now. I am sober. I could operate a motor vehicle.
Yes.
I'm
that's
fine.
A good thing.
Meanwhile, good. Diego was asked to find a car and given a specific location and ended up wandering up the street.
Like I said,
he looks like you at the Mad Fox appearance.
Oh my God! Bunch of jerks.
There was some miscommunication.
There was a miscommunication.
On whose end, though?
On my end. Sometimes.
So then it's not miscommunication. What it is misunderstanding.
Maybe. I have the
problem
where I don't like to ask people to repeat themselves. because I don't like to seem like I didn't listen to them.
What?
Which is okay. But listening is clarity is much better than completely messing up the
I agree.
Less task, learned. Right? Lesson learned.
Yeah. I mean, so do you ever run into this trouble at the hotel? Like, do you ever, like, someone
what
calls
room,
down?
Sir?
Yeah.
No.
Gotta have clarity, man.
Again, you can do anything you want. You just have to get out of your own way.
There's no way to go through life, son.
But it helps.
Lecture over, we can start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy, how's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but she shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. We will be taking your calls, usually around 9 a.m. Eastern, in case we get chatting before the show. Then we tape later. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. You can get all the information there. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vista Print. Holiday time is busy time. Man, I should grab it. Next time I talk to you about Vista Print, I'll bring one of my holiday cards. They're out on the kitchen counter. I got them in 2 days, by the way.
That's nice. About how long it takes. Yes.
Just beautiful. You can create a personal, customized holiday card without spending much time or money at Vistaprint.com. I did it myself. It was fun. It was easy. Lots of options and easy to personalize with my own message and photos. You can even upload pictures from Facebook if you want to go that route. I just took a template that was available on Vistaprint, put my own text in there from the O'Maras, and I loved it. Little holiday setting, little snowy cabin in the woods. It was beautiful. I loved it. Vistaprint is more than just holiday cards. They've got personalized calendars, mugs, canvas prints, so much more. Great gifts for everyone. And this holiday card deal just got even better because now it's 60% off, everybody. Your satisfaction is guaranteed every time for any reason. You will love Vistaprint just like I did. To get 60% off, just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom holiday card, enter the code TMOS60 at checkout. Again, that's TMOS60, and your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. This offer is only good through December 6th, so go to Vistaprint.com. Remember, TMOS60, and get your holiday shopping done today. Ooh. Swallow.
There we go.
All right. Yay. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. So I have to be honest. I've talked a lot about my own anxiety. I almost deal with it as therapy when I'm talking about insurance and all those issues. I haven't really mentioned on a regular basis that the old right hip has been just driving me nuts over the last 2 weeks where I'm good all day long. I'm good doing this show. I'm good walking all over the place. Where I'm not good is in the middle of the night. I am having the most difficult time trying to get into the perfect position to sleep. And so it's really been driving me crazy. And it usually, you know, I'll get a good few hours and then wee hours of the morning, you know, I'll turn a certain way and it'll sting me a little bit.
Sure.
And I'm up sometimes. So it kind of sucks.
And maybe we can even start this on a positive note. When you had your left hip worked on or replaced, and
that's great.
And how is it? I mean,
it's
that's
fantastic.
The update. I mean, is it pain free? You can put lots of weight on.
Phantom pains.
It is
phantom
absolutely.
Pain is when you have an amputation.
Yeah. I get that, but when you have a replacement, that also can happen because you don't have You don't have the actual piece that was there before.
Okay.
Right?
I see.
Yes.
But none of that?
I come from a medical family. Thank you very much.
I'm doing really, really
well. That's
why
you're a disc jockey.
Yes.
The left side is doing really, really well with me. As far as the right side, that's the one that originally was the problem.
The follow-up question is, when your left one was ailing you before you had the replacement, did you have similar a pain schedule? Would it hurt more at night?
Not at night. No, it was
that's
more
weird then.
Doing stuff. That's when it bugged me. But you know, it's obviously what it is. It's a simple deal. You got a part of your body where the cartilage is gone, and it's gone AMS grade. That's the frustrating part.
Bone to bone.
This is telling me that after the first of the year, probably I get so paranoid. I'm thinking, well, with this whole deal where I paid my premiums and they're not covering me now, that they're going, you know, hey, we just wait them out. I really think that that's my paranoia side.
And I've talked to Mike off the air, and I'll share a personal conversation. My brother and sister, who are both in the medical system, this happened to them, and it happened to them at the hospital they were at for my niece's birth, which was like, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Sure.
And they had to fight the insurance companies for the hospital they were at.
Yeah, yeah, it's right? a battle.
But they worked at.
Yeah.
It's a battle. By the way, got my legal team already lined up.
Nice.
To be perfectly honest with
Saul?
You.
Saul?
Shyster and Flywheel?
I've got, who's the actor that played Better Call Saul? Do we know the actor's name? I mean, Bob Odenkirk.
Nice.
Oscar
was close.
So I wake up and I get up at about 4:15 in the morning, and I see I've got a bunch of messages on Facebook, and I decide that I'll open it up
and Messenger, not on your wall.
This is on my Facebook. No, it's not public.
Okay,
it's personal.
A private message.
Yeah.
And the guy that I had the fight with last week on Facebook, is just laying it on me. Thick and just.
This is Blue Truck?
Let me see. I'm going to go. This is Blue Truck.
Okay.
And I get this is 418, 422, 426, 428, 429, 430, 432, 439, and that was the last one.
Those are all that he sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, did you get the impression that he was up early or was he still up?
Maybe he works on a farm.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I would have no idea.
No frame of reference.
No idea.
Okay.
But I read these things, and this is like, I'm down to start with because I'm getting up in the middle of the night because of pain, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, God. And I read this, and let me see. Well, let me see. Let me just read you some of the comments.
All right.
The actual compliments that I received.
The man who
bitches about 3 to 4 named people being so egotistical to name their ego-ridden children 3 or 4 times when the same man has the ego to name his own kid after himself. After himself is capitalized. So that's me.
Okay.
Talking about me. Let me see. Then I make a joke about it.
It's so rare to name a child after yourself. I can't think of anyone else who's
really,
done it
really
except
rare.
For myself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I am called a hypocritical a-hole, but he doesn't say a-hole. Uses the full word.
Of course, how dare you.
To your listeners. Let me see. He puts that in there. And he says he's not some trolling guy that works for that underground website that we talk about. I don't remember that exchange. I guess that was somebody on.
Why reference
the,
that?
And let me see. I am a loyal listener of 15-plus years that, quite frankly, can't listen anymore to your constant bitching. I got news for you, pal. If you can't listen to my bitching, I don't know why you've been here for 15 years.
Yeah.
Get in line.
Good Lord. So anyway, doesn't like that. I said, if you don't like that, you know, I can't change anything about that. And by the way, I'm taking out the stuff that was really nasty and just putting in the complaint about me, which I think is the fair way to go that. And again, when you claim the difference between you and me is that you tell people you're angry, really? What the F do you think this and me posting publicly on your wall, my personal bitch about you, me keeping it to myself? I mean, come on, Mike. If you scroll down half a page, the first picture is me and my family, not about my truck.
Oh,
Mike, you didn't
friend. Like what I said
you
about
may have, you may have hit a nerve.
It was so early in the morning that I was actually ready because I'm this I'm this guy.
Yeah.
I get that angry, and I get that, and I need to vent, and I know what the anger is like. I know that I've pissed this guy off. I couldn't bring myself to engage, though, because that would not have been something that...
It's not constructive.
And it's also exactly what he wants.
As much... Well, no, but see, I don't even put it in the troll category now. This guy's really pissed about the whole exchange. He blocked me, unfriended me like a week ago. And
I remember that.
I guess I got reinstated so he could send me these messages. But I'm reading this with a bad hip, without insurance, at 4:15 in the effing morning. And I did not engage, and it was everything in my fiber to
you're,
not
you're
and
growing as a human being.
And,
yes,
well, no, I'm not because I'm talking about it here.
Oh.
So the thing is,
yes, but you still didn't engage.
Yes,
that's baby steps.
Right. Yes.
As you said yesterday, you grow older, you get mellower, and the urine
mellow
is happening.
Yellow.
There he is,
Derek. I will say respectfully to you. You talk about the only difference between you and me. No, Derek. The difference between what you're doing and what I'm doing is that I do this show. I do this show every single day. My life on this show, the good stuff, the wonderful stuff about what a wonderful morning I have with my son today, that's not funny. I don't bring that to the table. That doesn't amuse people. What amuses people is my tragic personal life and all the crap I'm going through.
The multiple marriages.
The multiple marriages. You didn't need to say that, Oscar.
Right.
But the fact
He's
is
helping.
Everybody, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I talk about. And when I bitch about the three named people because I'm reading a 7-mile long letter, that's, yes, is it fair? No. Does it piss you off? Fine. I'm fine with you being pissed off at that. I just didn't need to take crap about my son. And when you talk about my son, and also your initial post being my son, you get his name wrong, saying that I named him Junior. I didn't F-stick. So that was the whole point, is that you got it wrong. And when you say the only difference between... No, the difference is I got to come in here and flap my gums every day. It's how I feed my family. And so a lot of stuff gets said, and that happens. And so when I get up, I had two choices. I either could not respond and unfriend you and block you, which I did, because
right.
I just didn't want to deal with it anymore, and come in here and talk about that. Or I could have engaged you with a very long... tedious response talking about the reason I'm up at this hour is because I've got a goddamn butcher knife in the side of my hip that if I turn one side or the other wakes me up out of a dead sleep so I can think about the fact that I can't even go see a f***ing doctor about it because my insurance company boned me. But I'm not going to do that, Derek, because you went on the public forum. I do the public show, and that's just the way I feel about it. And that's what I did. As far as the bitching about three named people, do you for a second, if you can get by it, do you think I really, really, really judge people based on the fact that they have three names? I don't. I do it as shtick. I have done it for shtick from the very beginning. What pisses me off is when the letters get tedious,
yes,
and sometimes I react to
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the grammar's wrong.
It's just craziness, and I just, so wrong. That's what, at 4:15, I am sitting on the couch in the dark, and I am sitting looking at this just going, with the Napoleon song.
Yeah.
That was a little slice of my world that I had there, and he goes on and on. He said, I'm not this Oakton F. Well, I don't know who the Oakton F is. I'm a listener for 15 years. I've stuck with you for decades, but had the pure audacity to name your kid a three-name kid. He just goes on and on. And again, you claim the difference between you and me is that you tell people you're angry. Well, what the F do you think this is? And he goes on. And then he, at the very end,
yeah,
he says, I apologize sincerely if you took anything personal as far as your son, or even yourself. I didn't mean to offend, as difficult as that may be to believe. I just needed to vent. I've obviously been quite the a-hole in this whole ordeal.
Obviously.
I get really angry sometimes, vent, and then feel really bad for my temper.
That's honest.
And I'm currently feeling really bad for being an ass. So feel free to say anything you'd like. Well, I'm saying it in this forum. Derek. On that count, we are identical. I've done that
a million times.
Yeah.
I have done that. Thanks, Oscar. I've done that many times.
No, you're honest about
it,
though.
Thanks so much.
You talk about it here on the show that you will burn hot,
right,
and
yes,
you will come back around and be like, hey.
Sometimes within like 2 minutes.
Moments. Literal moments, yes.
And the thing is, I know I pissed you off, Derek, and I'm, you know what? I appreciate you saying you're sorry at the end of this, and I'm not one of these broadcasters that's, incapable of not realizing that people are going to get angry. When you have a lot of people that you're broadcasting to, people are going to get angry. And you know what? My wife gets tired of me bitching sometimes. I get tired of me bitching sometimes. So it's completely understandable. What's not acceptable is when you go on and the only reason I engaged with you is because you mentioned my kid.
Yeah.
That's it. Because you were wrong, first of all. That's not his name. I did not name my son after me. I named him after me and my father. That's why his name, and get it right, is Michael William O'Mara. Not Mike O'Mara Jr. I do not have that kind of ego. Rob has that kind
What's
of ego.
What's the difference
between Well, actually, to be honest, it would be my dad who had that kind of ego. I just carried on the tradition.
What's the difference between Junior and the second?
What's that?
What's the difference between Junior and the second?
Well, the Junior is the third. So Junior is really the second. Rob could probably speak
What's the common nomenclature?
I don't think the second is a common usage, but it would mean the same thing as Junior.
So you're Rob Jr.
Yeah, I am Robert W. Spiewak Jr.
Okay. I didn't know because I hear the second all the time, and I'm like, who's the second? Isn't that Junior?
I found out something this week that I never knew. I was supposed to be named David.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know what happened?
There was a
mix-up?
No, there was a death in a family close to our family about 6 months before I was born.
Yes.
I was named David. I was called David for 3 days, and my grandmother came to my mom and said, this family is having a hard time with him being called David with the passing of David.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Why don't you name him this?
Dave Spiewak, so, with two Vs.
From now on, Mike, I'm D-D-A-V-E. Oh. I'm David Michael Spiewak. For 3 days, I am.
And by the way, the whole thing started, his very first thing was, F the listeners, F the show, you and me privately. Well, I'm sorry. No, you don't get that. If you want to go public, with me, send me a message where you're calling me a hypocritical a-hole and stuff, and I'll go public with it. Because that's what I do. I live in this world. And also, the second paragraph was, don't give me this bring the kids in shit. When obviously my comment wasn't about your kid, but the fact that the man who bitches about 3 to 4 named people being so egotistical to name their ego-ridden children 3 or 4 names was that same man who had the ego to name his own kid after himself. No, you did bring my kid into it by mentioning his name.
By mentioning the kid.
And your very first comment was wrong, Derek. That's the main reason. That's why I engaged, and that's why I did it. And I was pissed when I read it.
As a guy on the outside looking in, and you guys say that what he said at the end was, valid and good, that he said, sometimes I vent and then I feel bad about it. I don't think that really gives him an out. And also, let me offer advice to Derek. Derek, if you want to vent, don't write it down, because then it exists forever. If you want to vent, go outside and scream your head off, you ass.
This falls in the same category as don't send pics to your ex-girlfriend when you're
hammered. They don't go away.
You can't take those back. Not that I've done that because I'm not a dick-pic guy, but I know many guys that have.
But just remember,
you're saying don't do it?
Don't do it when you're hammered.
Oh, no.
At the end of the day, the guy apologizes, and I accept your apology 100%. I do, and that's fine. I have done what you do more times than I've done it publicly in this forum. I've had to apologize to everybody on the show, and I include Pony, Rob, and Oscar with that. And sometimes they've had to come back. Well, Rob has never really had to come back and apologize.
No, because he's so nice. He's so nice.
Well, that's the way Dave Spiewak is.
Rob, I don't think you ever have.
I have.
You've apologized to other people, maybe, but I mean, on the show. I mean, we apologize.
No, not on the show.
Things.
I don't think.
Mike, are you going to address the fact that his name was David for 3 days? 3 days.
That's weird.
That is
then
weird.
His parents
isn't it?
Change. They're so polite. His parents are so nice that they changed his name.
And
what's that
for
all
45
about?
Years, I never knew it. I never knew it.
I wasn't listening. Anyway, thinking about my own trip, boys. My own inflated ego. That's what I was thinking about it. But I'm glad that they came around and got you. But then you changed it. So you're technically not a Robert Jr. because you're Rob with two B's.
The paperwork says I am, but I will always be Dave.
So is the Rob with two B's
legal? Oh, that was my creation.
Legal?
Well, it's not illegal, if that's what you mean.
It's not on his driver's license. No,
my legal name is Robert.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Roberto.
So much to keep track of. We'll take a break.
I'm sorry, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. Apology not accepted. We'll be right back. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's
it's
right.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now. It's the
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Such a tease.
You know,
it's just a
I
taste.
I give him a hard time, but then... Then something that's up here is implemented out there just like I wanted it.
You want to hear that clip one more time?
Can we hear that clip? This is the Mike O'Mara. By the way, if you subscribe to the bonus packages, you'll get the holiday album. Let's hear a, I'll talk it up. You'll hear a clip from the holiday album. I think you're going to enjoy it. A little something extra from us to you if you buy our bonus package. It's the most.
I mean, that is brutal.
If you
and 12 more
it,
just like it.
Right. 12 more. And we're going to be having clips throughout the holidays.
Yes,
and,
every
you know, if you
day.
Want it, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. No, I didn't lose my name. I read it to Michael every night. His favorite book is still Lost My Name because the book is all about him. What kid wouldn't love a personalized book about themselves? Thanks to Lost My Name, they can have it. It is so very, very cool. It's so easy to create the personalized book. I did it myself in minutes. They take the names of your son, like Michael, the M, the I, the C, the H, the A, the E, the L. They actually put it into the story, and it's all the letters. It's not just popping a name in
right.
to make it personalized.
It's not lazy. It's perfect.
It's really well thought out. Each child's adventure is based on the letters of their name, making each story unique. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book, and they discover that the story is all about them. It's fantastic. It's a magical gift, and it's a keepsake that's perfect for baby showers, birthdays, and it makes a wonderful Christmas gift. Just go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off. A lot of you are celebrating Christmas by getting this gift, and thanks for letting me know you are. I appreciate that. Plus, shipping is free worldwide. Order now in time for Christmas. It's an amazing gift. Visit lostmy.name and do it today. So, please accept my apologies to my crew here for having that moment of venting, but it was just a...
No problem.
It's the fabric of the show, Mike.
Yeah,
you need
Mike,
not
you
apologize.
Had to let it go.
Yeah.
It was something I had to do, and it was just the combination of... I'm not speaking out of school where I think there are a lot of people that might be feeling a bit vulnerable, and in my particular situation, you know, there's nothing quite like going to knock on a doctor's door and having them turn you away. It is a pretty scary situation.
It will all work out, and you have to have faith, Mike. That's all we have.
Well, you know what, Oscar? We have a three-pronged attack now. We have the one guy at the insurance company, and then the lady that we actually bought our policy from, she's working on it, and then I've got the state of Florida and a lady who couldn't be nicer there. I'm dying to hear
something. Did you call the Wink Television hotline?
I did not do that, and that's going to be after the lawyer because that is the – I would like to refer to that as simply the nuclear option. That's
I do believe, Mike, that if you have to go to the television option, it will not only help push the case forward, but it might result in a weekly movie review feature.
That would be fantastic.
By the way, I can watch movies and review them as well.
I'm something of a famous broadcaster.
Yeah, couldn't do much worse than those people on the weekend down there, that's for sure. Oh, there is a lady down here, and you know,
there's got to be college kids in that market, right?
This lady's been at it a while, but I will tell you, grandma. I could actually. It's real subtle, so unless you do this for a living, you don't really jump on it. But it's not, and I wouldn't describe it as a stammer. but I would call it's called a fluff.
That is
a copy reading term, and a fluff is just a start, a stop. It's where you can't get through.
I thought
the
it was
copy
a flub.
Perfect. It's a well. You,
a flub
you know,
is a, more serious than a fluff.
Okay.
A fluff is
I know
just
what a fluffer
like,
is.
Let me see. All right. Well, yeah. let me
you know what I think, Mike? Here. When you see a fluff, when you see it on weekend stuff, and a fluffer is since they've cut budgets, they don't have them at any of the network stations.
Oh, really?
No,
right. To know.
But a fluff, a lot of times, is the result of a teleprompter running at the wrong speed. Because you either get ahead of yourself or you fall behind and you have to catch up and
let
fix.
Let me give you an example of what it is, and it's really subtle. Yesterday on my news you may not need, I had a story about toilet paper covering a toilet seat.
Yes.
And this is the way this is the way she would read it, all right?
Okay.
I'll read it verbatim the way it's written. I normally embellish and dance around the copy when I'm doing this, but here's the story, and this is the way it would sound on the weekend news. And I don't know what television station it is. I don't even know what
it's
channel.
Not Wink.
I don't pay attention.
No.
Here goes. According to health experts, when you cover the seat with toilet paper, it actually makes it less sanitary. When you spread all of the toilet paper out, it increases the surface area for the germs to multiply and get all over you. Plus, that toilet paper is secretly filthy itself. Since and she does this
that would drive
on
me up
every
the wall.
Other she's Man. An anchor lady, and she does it on every other story.
And been at it a while?
Oh, my God. It's stunning. Mm-hmm. It's stunning to me.
We call that Mike the Harrison.
Barbara Harrison.
How dare you? That woman's a national treasure.
She is. She's a D.C. treasure. She is. I wouldn't say national.
Have you ever seen? I saw Barbara Harrison in Neiman Marcus 6 years ago as I was picking up something for my mother, and I said,
"Was she ringing you up?"
No, I said, "Well, there's someone familiar, and she's getting something wrapped. Oh, it's TV's Barbara Harrison.
Hello, television's Barbara Harrison." Yes. And she said, "Nah, nice to see you."
There are people that are good news readers and people that are bad news readers, and it really just kind of drives me. And it's not over the top. But it is a tick. It's almost like a nervous tick, and it drives me kind of crazy because they're reading teleprompters, and I want them to get a better handle.
So have you seen this new trend when a smaller market, their news divisions get a new set, but it's actually a news set? And by news, I mean it's a new set to them because it's used. It's coming from a larger market.
They pick it up used. They do the same thing with theme park. Rides.
Yeah. So
they'll actually take something from Chicago that's been thrown in the trash, and they'll bring it down to Albuquerque.
So they'll take the Albuquerque 80 set and make it a 90 set because a larger affiliate has upgraded, right, to the plexiglass.
What we're going to do is we're gonna scuff up the chrome so it's not so shiny. We're going to lay down some wood laminate, and we're going to call it the Loft.
So they repurpose the sets, and there is a website out there that will find the previous owner of the set and show them and where what new market that set ended up at.
That's fascinating to me because I will do that if I happen on an old television show. Fantasy Island was great for this. They always had the same block of houses. They always had the same street because they were all shot on the same back lots. Yeah. And I'd love saying, oh, look, it's the house from there or that house, because they only have like 15, 20 houses on the back lot. You can track their life.
I actually got the website for that those news sets. I've got it right here. It's SydneyAble.com. I'm sorry. That's a tribute to my old general manager for like a million years ago, Sid Abel, who when I'd need anything for the studio, it would be like it was personally coming out of his ass, and he would just be like, "Oh God, oh you get Sid, we need new duct tape for down in the engineering room." Oh jeez, how much? I said, "How much?" It's 89 cents for one of the big rolls, Sid. Oh God, are you kidding? I said, "Sid, it's duct tape. We need it. We're putting stuff together."
This is duct tape that was first used at WLS in 1960. I got such a deal.
And the big to-do in this industry was when they went from the fatback television tube televisions, to the flat screens, because some of these television stations used to have what was basically a television inside the front of the console.
Right.
And they'd put a big wooden cabinet together and it would be up in the corner and it would have that. It's the same thing if you go like to a motel room. I mean, the best tell for a motel is if they've got and some of them, probably not that many anymore, but some of them have the old tiny little televisions and that's the way it rolls. And now, once they swap those out, we're already, the flat screens are, speaking of flat screens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yes, yesterday. Thank you, Mike O'Mara Show page, Amazon. Thank you.
Did you have to go to mom and ask her if you could do it? Did you such a thing?
Did she have the wallet?
Permission was granted, but yes, the answer is yes. I did kind of whine and whimper a little bit, and you know, now it's just I didn't need it.
Well, you never need it.
Oh my, yeah, no one ever needs it.
Right. No one needs 4K.
No. No.
Oh boy.
I can't afford it.
I didn't care. Look at you.
I didn't care. I really
isn't it too devastating? Look at you.
But I was going to get a curved one, and Oscar said, don't get the curved one. And then
I think
I saw,
we all screamed, don't get a curved one.
Okay, no, and then I saw like an expert online doing a piece on one of the online services saying, don't get a curved one, not worth it, not worth the extra money. And now they also said, don't get a smart TV. I disagree with that. I think a smart TV is cool.
So did you go with the
apps,
the Nameberry brand?
I got Nameberry.
Nameberry.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have vertical hold.
We have black screen. We have painted it with spray paint. He's Nameberry. So it's you know, it's there. It's going to be here next Thursday. What I'd really
like
to do.
You don't have that many walls, Mike. Where is that going to go?
No, I've got the other one. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Can we give it away?
If you want to ship it.
What do you mean? Excuse me. We means the show.
No.
Thank you very much.
But I mean, it's a hassle to ship a television.
Did you see his reaction? Did you see his initial reaction?
Did you see your reaction?
It wouldn't be.
You said no. Your reaction was just like, if you pay for the shipping.
No. I don't care about paying for the shipping. I'm talking about the hassle of safely delivering a television.
Is the worst
because of the possibility of damage.
Even if you move, say you move from you
carrying it around the house.
You are paying a moving company. I remember because my sister, when she moved from Los Angeles to Florida, they left 3 TVs because the crating of the televisions cost more than the television.
More than they're worth.
I have a huge television that I need to. Now, the only I came in here.
Give
and
it
I
to
actually,
your son. He can watch Diego on it.
No, yeah. He's not getting that giant thing. No, he's
give
not
it to the
get
judge.
The
say
judge
a little thank you. It. Here's a
the
little
judge,
thank you.
The judge is the reason I did it. Because I went to the judge's house and watched football on Thanksgiving, and he had this mess. It was fantastic. And the layout of his place, you know, all these places look alike from the outside.
Yes.
But on the inside, they're all, like, cut up differently. So I went to his place, and that's what got me all motivated to get it. But I was thinking, ultimately, I wouldn't mind putting you guys on it. You know, and just
no.
Don't
give us your problems. No, you deal with this on
no,
your own.
No, he's saying, no, he's not. He's saying to use it as the monitor.
No. We don't need a. We don't need anything. We don't need anything here, Mike.
Mike, as Diego would say, it's a misunderstanding.
Oscar, listen. Yes. Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
How are you going to put us on it?
I'm talking about using that for the monitor for you guys.
No, we actually have a specific monitor that has a low profile, which yours is not. I've been at your house that we need for this wall. It's the perfect monitor. I found this monitor on Craigslist.
Yeah, you
want to
get rid
anymore.
Of your hardware? I want to get rid of
no,
mine.
No, no, no.
I was
no,
thinking about
no, that's not my hardware. We found it on Craigslist, that specific model
for
that wall.
I think there's still a misunderstanding here.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
He
wants what
to
I'm
use...
About?
His original the TV he has now, he wants to repurpose it as the monitor that he watches us on in his studio.
Like you have a big screen that you watch me on. I want to watch you guys on a big screen too.
Oh, I've seen your setup. I don't know if it'll fit where you
want
it to go.
Well, I measured yesterday and I think you're absolutely right. It's just not right for
it. It's just too big.
And
I have
to
put it over
the
window.
Over the window. You know what? If you got a mountain mic and it was hanging above you, but then you would be looking up at
us. Yeah.
And that wouldn't be right for your camera angle. Right now, you're looking at the camera.
You can't put a mount, like, on a window. You can't.
Oh, no. Do not do that, Nameberry.
No.
Do not do that.
No, you're not hanging. You're not hanging a wreath.
That is
it's a television.
What did you think I wanted to do? What did you think
I thought you wanted to send it up here. We would have to deal with it and then send it to somebody else.
No, I want to take it off the counter there and bring it in.
What about the lanai? Great place to watch television.
Put a little plastic over it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, throw a sheet over it when you're not using it.
Is there like, do they sell like covers so you could like keep it out there?
100%.
Yeah, you could probably, you know what would be great for it would be a grill cover.
Yes.
Like a Weber grill cover.
But they have outdoor television covers.
I don't want to
They have outdoor, same.
But it would be the same thing?
All right. Same deal.
And Mike, this is a selfish question, but I need to ask it now.
Yes.
When that television arrives, do you still have room for a record player?
Oh.
Because
what's
I'm
great
about,
I mean, question.
Okay. I was never putting the record player in that part of the world.
Okay, perfect. So we're
how many inches, Mike? How many inches?
And by the way,
oh, they're 12.
It's a television.
Rob, you kind of told me what you're going to do for Christmas, so I sent a I sent an actual message to your bride saying, "Hey, Rob, sounds like he's getting me something, and I'd like to reciprocate." And so I sent her a message, and here's her response.
Oh.
Here we are. It was all right. So it was a week ago.
You that's must okay. have you must have sent it at nap time.
Nap time.
Okay, very
nap
time. Good.
So. And actually, to be fair, she asked me about it a couple days ago, and I'm coming up blank. I'll come up with something for you, I promise.
How big was the TV?
65 inches of glorious living color.
Wow.
Mrs. O'Mara, not pleased.
Is it going to fit on that wall?
Is it going to fit in the house?
Not going to hang it on the wall. Going to put it on a little pedestal I have.
All right. Make sure little Michael doesn't pull on that thing.
Yeah, use the back strap.
Be careful.
All right. Thanks for ruining my
moment.
I'm
just letting you know. You got to strap it up, man. I've been watching too many TVs.
Strap it up.
Lightweight. Go on YouTube.
Yeah,
it'll bounce right off.
He'll get it. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Oh, my God. We're running late on the Mike O'Mara Show. Shocker. You've heard about them, you've craved them, you've coveted them. You know what I'm talking about. Fruitcake. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, 12 days of fruitcake, progressive jackpot Christmas spectacular. Rob, could you have come up with a shorter name? Is that possible?
It could have been shorter, Mike, but it wouldn't really capture how important these cakes are.
All right. Well, the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs is by doing this. Send an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. 200 words or less. What happens if they go over 200 words?
We kill them.
Tell us why you deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you. And if you answer, you win. What if they don't answer, Rob? What happens then?
It's a progressive sweepstakes. The fruitcakes roll over to the next day. Ooh!
Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. Oscar Santana, what's so special about a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
It's a limited edition. We only do it once a year.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 Days of Fruitcake, Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. Get involved now.
The first giveaway is Thursday, folks.
Yeah.
Get those emails in, fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com.
Don't
and please
delay.
Do not exceed 200 words.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the
I'm
Mike
name
O'Mara
Barry.
Show.
I just answer questions when asked.
It's limited edition and amazing.
Brought to you by Stamps.com. Hey, the holidays are almost here, and effective immediately, you don't have time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, all those rubes mailing cards and gifts and packages.
Rubes.
Yuck. So do what I do. Use Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com lets you avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season and all year round. Just stay at your desk and use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman picks it up, easy and convenient. We have used Stamps.com for years and we adore it. You will too. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for a special 4-week trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. We have a time for a short break here. Rob Spiewak,
yes.
An update on the fruitcakes and Oscar. I know we got a lot of plates spinning, and we had a conversation last evening. Did you want to talk about the thing we talked about last night, or do you want to wait on that one?
I think that we should wait and make the announcement tomorrow.
Okay.
A radio tease.
We've got big news coming up.
It benefits a lot of people.
Going to be a lot of fun. And look, we go crazy at holiday time because we love it. And we also stress the fact, and we don't make a secret of it, that this is a great time of year for us to focus on our business a little bit, like everybody else.
Like
you know, the retail
back.
Chains do it. We do it on the show as well. And we're really, really happy to give a little bit back. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Rob Spiewak, speaking of giving, we are
yes.
giving away the fruitcakes. How is the progress coming on the fruitcakes? How many have we baked so
well,
far?
First, I will tell you there was a crisis. There was
a crisis
on Friday morning. Friday after Thanksgiving is when I start making the fruitcakes, although technically I start soaking the raisins on the Monday before, so they are full of good
California raisins.
Why are you laughing at me, Mike? You mustn't laugh.
You just start soaking the raisins. You are very methodical about
Well, they're pretty
this.
Good, I got to
like
tell you.
He's like a ninja.
And the raisins, the secret is
do
that
they plump up when you do that?
As a matter of fact, Mike, what happens is I will put about, I would say, 5 or 6 cups of raisins and dried cherries mixed into a Rubbermaid container.
Okay.
And then
add enough Crown Royal that it makes me laugh. Because very rarely when you pour that beautiful heart-shaped bottle, that beautiful crown-shaped bottle, do you hear the sound?
So they're soaked in Crown. And, I like that kind of detail.
It's about five parts Crown to about one part vanilla extract, which also packs a little bit of a kick. But that's how you get the flavor.
Karate chop.
The best way to get the flavor into the cake is not from the outside in, but from the inside out.
He's pretending he cares.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
A kick. A karate.
My favorite kind of Oscar.
Oscar is now smiling so big and patronizingly that his eyes are shut.
By the way, everybody should have an Oscar. Oscar doesn't have an off switch.
Everyone should have an Oscar. Everyone needs a Charlie Munch.
Everyone needs an Oscar. Oscar doesn't have an off switch. One of the great things about working with Oscar is like, it gives me this amazing peace of mind because he is always thinking about ways to make the business side and the show itself better and bigger. And so I love that. The fact is, but then when he comes in here sometimes, I like it when he just opens his mouth and something comes out. And we don't really know what it means, but it's great.
For any reason you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen because Oscar is just like white noise in the back of most of the show. He's like, yep, what? Yeah. Diabetes? Hey, yeah, he's fat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ex-wife. Hey, blah, blah, blah.
Just doing my own show.
So,
sorry.
My mom gets there pretty early on Friday, and we go. The first thing we got to do is toast and chop the nuts. Need a lot of nuts.
Yes.
And we have black walnuts, English walnuts, and pecans. And I plug in my food processor, and I hit go, and it don't go.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking.
That's like a major catastrophe
in
the kitchen.
Oh, it's horrible. We needed 27 cups of chopped nuts that day. And
27?
Yeah, nine cups for every batch. And so. We had no way to chop them.
Did you have a ninja or an oster?
Actually, I had a Cuisinart.
Oh.
Yeah. And it had served me well for many years, but it didn't go. And I knew it was bad because there's a little red light that goes on when you hit the on button.
Yeah.
And first it would go on and the red light would go on. And then I hit it and the red line just got darker and darker and darker. So
Could you use a blender?
No, you got to chop them. You got to chop them up.
Right,
so the crisis was I had to send my mother and Robert out on Black Friday to secure a food processor.
Wow.
That morning. So we started badly, but we were able
to. Did the advantage come in where they were able to get it at a good price?
Actually, they did get it at a pretty good price.
What does a food processor cost usually, and what does it cost on the Showcase Showdown?
We had the, I think we got a KitchenAid is what we replaced it with.
All right.
And it was list for $129. We got it for $90 and change, I think.
All right.
And, okay. I feel bad. I wish I could have gone through Amazon, but it was a moment. It was a momentary thing, and it had to happen.
Completely understand.
So we got in. We did three batches, and then we did two more batches on Sunday. So in my refrigerator right now, there are 82 fruitcakes.
82.
Man.
How big
man.
Is your fridge?
Well, they're part of the beer fridge.
Ah.
Can I just say something about your fruitcakes?
Yes.
You know I love my wife. I truly do. But I think it's a window into the soul of a human being that you live with when you see the way they behave and the way they might behave if resources were scarce. That is the way Carla behaves.
Like Castaway?
When your fruitcake comes in, before it's, it's put in the mail, and she'll say, now he sends one to you and to me. Remember, one to you. You get one.
Cookies.
And then the fruitcake will arrive, and Carla will say to me, can I have a piece of that? I said, that's why we got two. Why are you doing this? And then I will enjoy mine on like four drunken evenings where I'll wrap the foil up and then I'll grab it again. And then I will notice that, I'll go over to the freezer like a month later and I'll look. I said, what is that? That's Rob's fruitcake, which on occasion she will defrost and carve a little piece off and enjoy it like for the entire year.
Do you know
she's
that
rationing for the year?
I saw a Facebook post. Trip Affleck enjoyed his last piece of my fruitcake last week. He parsed it out for the entire year. I believe he moved halfway across the country this calendar year, which means he had to keep it cold for the trip.
I will say this about Rob's fruitcake because really, fruitcake
Shannon loves it as well.
This whole thing started because fruitcakes are known as such crap.
Horrible.
And then Rob, like, I think you argued with us, said, no, mine aren't. And I said, oh, we'll bring them in. And then you did. And then that started the whole thing.
Years later,
we're doing them because they're that good.
When my mom and I started doing it, the first 2 years, they were horrible. And to a
How many years ago?
2006, maybe?
So it's relatively recent.
Before Papa came back or after?
Well, you mean your Papa?
No, your Papa.
Oh, my father was gone years ago. He was gone.
But he had come back. He had come back.
He never was out of my life.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of your father. My father was always just up the road. But the first 2 years, I remember the first fruitcake we made, I tasted it. I said, this is horrible. I got invited to a Christmas party. I snuck it in and left it behind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was not good.
Was it too cakey?
No, it was dry, and also we didn't know
how to get cakey, right? That's cakey.
Well, yeah, and we didn't know how to get the booze into it.
Right.
It has to be almost sticky and fall apart moist for it to work.
Oh,
right. And then also, we've reinvented the glaze. We've gone heavy on the Grand Marnier glaze, and that's key,
This is a new thing for this year?
Well, we've always glazed them, but we've gone heavier on the glaze this year because that orange flavor is really, really nice as it
seeps in. That's what I used to say at American University, going heavy on the glaze this weekend.
Crap.
There you go. We'll take a break.
You've ruined Christmas officially.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? All right. Hey, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with
Boy, that's good glaze.
McDowell Terrace glaze. All my mates over there. Good seeing you. Seeing you after 40 years. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need next.
Hi, this is Pete Johnson, reminding you that our next TMOS bonus show is bonus show number 300. Isn't that right, Rob?
That's right, Pete. 300 is a big number, isn't it?
It's a big deal to us. So this Friday, December 2nd, please help us to commemorate this milestone by hitting up all your social media and posting. What do we post, Oscar?
Hashtag TMOS bonus 300.
And the link to MikeOMaraShow.com.
300 episodes is a lot of content, and we're proud of it. Let's get the word out and get hashtag TMOS bonus 300 trending like a Kardashian robbery.
And thank you, Pete.
Thank you, ass munch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good promo.
Brought to you by Harry's. Got my new Harry's razor, the actual handle that I got, and the new razor, the new ones that they modified. They're beautiful. Finding the right gift for a guy can seem impossible. It's hard to find something that's thoughtful, but also useful and practical. Let Harry's come to your holiday rescue. I love shaving with my Harry's. I did it this morning. It's the closest, easiest shave ever, and that's why the Harry's limited edition shave set is the best gift out there. If you haven't heard of them before, Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, two friends who were fed up with being overcharged for razors, so they started their own company. Harry's is offering a limited edition holiday shaving set that includes a midnight blue chrome razor handle. Mm. I love it. You can get it engraved with initials, three of Harry's German engineered five blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, smells amazing, all in a beautifully designed gift box, only $30 at harrys.com. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10 if you haven't tried Harry's for yourself. Plus, as a special offer, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. Free shipping ends on December 9th, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition holiday shaving set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off. Remember, harrys.com and the code TMOS. That's harrys.com, and don't forget the code TMOS.
News.
This is the Yahoo jingle.
Big news to lead off the news you may not need today. Gentlemen, a scientist in Tokyo just finished up a study that may be one of the most important scientific discoveries of our time. He found that eating ice cream for breakfast makes you smarter.
See?
Oh.
All right, listen up. For the study, he had one group of people eat ice cream right after they woke up and one group of people who just ate a normal breakfast. And then they both did the same series of mental exercises on a computer. And he found that the people who ate ice cream had faster reaction times and processed information better. When he monitored their brain waves, he also found they were more alert and they were calmer.
Hi, now, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Big ice cream guy.
Now, you may be thinking, well, the coldness did it. No. Listen to this. No. The genius who ran this study thought of that. So he also ran the test where people chugged cold water first, and he found out they did not do as well as the people who ate the ice cream.
Did not.
So there's something specifically.
There's Oscar thinking.
Related
did
to
not.
Ice cream.
Well, because so the ice cream, in my eyes, it would make you happier, so you're awake.
Mm. Always,
it's a nice treat.
When I did the two shows, when I did the Edge in the morning, and the team
right.
I recorded our show, ice cream used to make me sharper.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Remember, nap time.
Or nap time, yes, in the school parking lot. Thank you very much. All right. According to a new study by eHarmony, the average single person now dates 6 people at the same time. This
what?
Is a surprise to me. I've been single in my lifetime. Apparently, online dating, Tinder, and social media have made it a hell of a lot easier to find tons of people to date. Let's go to the expert who has the most single friends of any of us, Oscar Santana. Do you find this is true, that people that are out there in single land now have multiple people that they're dating simultaneously?
Mike, some people call it a roster. Some people call it a bench. Some people call it a second job. Anyone that I know that is single, they always have at least... I wouldn't say 6. In my personal reference is 3. At least 3
sure
in the rotation.
Do. That's right.
That they're stoking and poking whenever they want.
Pony has worn out 2
it.
Cell phone screens swiping right on Tinder because he is laying pipe.
Let me clarify, everyone except Pony that I know has at least 3, but you're saying the average is 6. I believe that.
Says here, since dating 6 people would mean lots of breakups, more and more people are just skipping that step and ghosting, meaning they just stop texting.
That's what happens. I had a friend that called me and said, hey, I said, what happened to your guy? And she goes, well, he ghosted me. And I said, well, what does that mean? Because I'm getting old. And she said, that's when they just stopped texting you after you slept with them. I said, that was my Thursday night.
There you go.
So 64% people that have recently been dating someone who just vanished. And totally stopped communicating.
I thought the guy's name was Casper. I didn't know what was going on.
Ghosting.
He's gone. A kid in El Paso, Texas.
By the way, girls ghost all the time as well. Yeah. It's equal opportunity.
Yeah, see, it's the lack of civility to me. I mean,
it's
what an easy way.
It is millennials.
Lazy.
Just blow people off lazy. I totally, F them, Pony. F them.
Go to hell.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Waking up, smoking pot, ghosting.
A kid in El Paso, Texas named Drew Frank recently turned 13. And he asked people to only give him money at his bar mitzvah. But checked out what he did with it. Drew ended up with over $25,000 from his bar mitzvah. And his plan all along was to give it to charity. He got together with a nonprofit called the Braden Abood Memorial Foundation, which gives new shoes to underprivileged kids.
Awesome.
$25,000 was enough to buy 800 pairs of Nikes. About 400 of them went to kids at an elementary school in El Paso. The rest are going to kids at an orphanage and a transitional living center for women and children. That is a great holiday story.
Yes, and a good kid.
Drew Frank used all his bar mitzvah money. Good kid. I love that story. This Kanye West thing might still be serious. He's apparently still in the hospital. Because he wasn't stable enough to be released yesterday as planned. This is weird. There's no longer a timetable for him to go home.
Insurance fraud.
This is what Oscar said yesterday. This is insurance fraud, so he gets paid for his tour.
Though, is it the Kardashian curse?
Meanwhile, People Magazine says Kanye has been having episodes like this for years, and it's usually Kim Kardashian who pulls him out. It's obviously not Kanye who pulled out. They have a kid,
She's too busy tied up.
Right. But she's been having her own issues, the whole robbery thing. Remember that?
Alleged.
A source says, quote, without having Kim by his side during the tour as planned, Kanye wasn't able to snap back. Kim being absent because of her own struggles seems to be why things are different with Kanye this time. Of course, Kim is with him now around the clock, in fact, because it needs to be all about Kanye, of course, even though Kim was, bound, gagged, and robbed at gunpoint. Still has to be about Kanye. We'll keep you posted on that.
Has the Bunny Ranch laid in at all?
Yeah, what does Dennis say?
Dennis Hoff, he can come out here and get rid of his troubles any weekend he wants.
And what do you think after 36 hours of Kanye in a hospital room, she wishes she was back tied up?
Pre-sale tickets for Rogue One went on sale yesterday, and the demand was so intense that Fandango.com was overwhelmed.
Can you please say that website like Jack Kent Cook?
And the demand was so intense that Fandango.com was overwhelmed.
Worth it.
There were reports that the site actually crashed. But Fandango says they were able to, quote, continuously serve a record number of customers despite some intermittent slowdowns. They say they sold hundreds of thousands of tickets for opening weekend. Within minutes of the tickets going on sale, some customers did say they were experiencing long wait times, timeouts, and other issues, and Fandango did have to activate a digital wait room to create a line to manage the traffic.
I will pump you up.
Refresh your modem, you must.
There you go. Rogue One hits theaters December 16th. I will not be in the
audience. I'm a pretty big Star Wars geek, but this one doesn't have the excitement for me. I'll see it, but I won't go opening day.
Mike, you know I'm in the Orlando fold now. They are opening a Star Wars-themed theme park as well as an Avatar-themed park that's going to be opened up this next year.
And by the way, Mike, that's another category. Don't ever Google Orlando fold.
Wow, that's nasty.
Lots of loose skin.
Yes.
What do you think of Orlando full, Chewy? All right, thank you very much. Thank you. All right, appreciate that. And now a little something. What do you do if you own a business, but one of your competitors is offering better prices than you?
Prizes.
Do you lower your own prices? No. Do you run special promotions? Of course not.
No.
Invest in marketing? No way. Or you could do this. There's a 49-year-old guy in Moreno Valley, California, named Munir Hawara.
Yeah.
And he owns a liquor store. But he's been losing business to another liquor store across the street that's been offering much better prices on their beer. So, earlier this month, Munir decided to solve the problem by burning down the other store.
Oh, no.
Good solution.
He hired two guys to set the place on fire in the middle of the night, and they actually did it. The police investigated and quickly linked the plan back to Munir. He was just arrested for conspiracy and arson of an inhabited building. He could also have his liquor license revoked, you think?
Wow.
I just want to say that in the 90s, there is no truth to the rumor that the Don and Mike show sent one of our producers out to set Howard Stern on fire. He did not do that. Thank you very much. He didn't want to do that. Yeah, his prices were higher than ours. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault after this.
Hey, TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year?
No, we.
No? Me either. But there's good news. With Amazon, it's never too late. Amazon offers next day shipping to make sure all your gifts arrive as soon as you need them. Just visit MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the show's homepage. Every purchase benefits the show at no added expense to you. So what are you waiting for? Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show today and buy everything you want. But on second thought, screw that nephew. He's such a brat.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS Bonus Package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and I'm here to say, for 2017, it's politics free.
Yay! Yay!
Woo!
Thank you.
And it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Package. You get full access to all the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. Plus, order now. This is very special. And you will receive the soon to be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I messed with you guys earlier by playing a really short clip. I was wondering if I could play a clip from the album because we're very proud of the production of it.
Please.
Here with a clip from the Oh Merry Christmas, which you get when you subscribe to the bonus show as our gift, is Rob Spiewak. Lay it on us, Rob. Let's listen. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies. And the only way to get it is to buy the TMOS bonus package. It's all waiting for you at MikeOmerishow.com. Look for the banner. We're being serious, though. We are actually including 12 holiday songs, our Christmas album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. I hate the name. And with the holidays approaching, it makes a great gift. And remember, it's the only way to get our TMOS holiday album. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, why don't, just because we need to, how about one more clip from the
Oh
Merry Christmas?
All right, very good. And you know, we weren't always going to call it that. We were originally going to call it Dave.
Dave, right, exactly. But
then 3 days later, we heard there was an issue.
All right, I think you'll enjoy this. This is a clip, ladies and gentlemen, from our Oh Merry Christmas. I think you'll enjoy it. It's the the TMOS bonus package. Order it
so rough.
Right now. We're really teasing. That was the whole idea. That is a legitimate song.
It's painful in the studio. We know.
I have recorded The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It is in the can. The entire
I was able to get a take in three quarters out of you. It was great.
That's right. You get that when you get the bonus
and Rob,
package.
This wonderful thing, like the Beatles, he layers voice. It just sounds so great.
You're
going to
love it. And it'll be yours. And now without further ado, let's open up. Oh, that was very soft. I'm going to close it.
Open it again. There you go.
What's happening to my soundboard today? I swear to God. Anyway, let's go, Rob. Speedwack, audio of all time, please.
Most times when I say red box, I'm referring to Lindsay Lohan, but not this time.
Waka, waka.
Oh, stop it. It was fine. Oh, Lindsay. In Sacramento, there are still people that use the red box feature where you can rent a DVD.
Yeah, they actually have them right around the corner at 7-Eleven. So
at Sacramento, there's a guy, his name is David
red
Morris.
Box. All right, so.
And he wanted to rent the movie Central Intelligence.
Oh, nice. With The Rock.
Yeah, and Kevin Hart.
Yes.
And it's actually a pretty good movie.
And Rob Mayer.
And he ran all the information, and he got the box out, and it said Central Intelligence, and the DVD itself said Central Intelligence. But that's not what happened when he put it in his player. What he got was granny porn.
I don't think anybody ever would have expected.
Wow.
Right into the scenes. It was pretty obvious what was going on. It was www.mostshockingsex.com. And there was a big warning or explicit sign right underneath it. I only peeled it back about halfway. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay. It wasn't your typical porno type movie. It was old people. They looked like they were in their 60s or 70s. And that's, I think, what really kind of shocked us at first, that we thought it was a bad preview for some cheesy movie. And then as it kind of progressed, we realized, okay, no, this is the real deal, and got up, took it out of the DVD player. I think more that I was disappointed they didn't even give an apology. I don't know, I kind of felt guilty when I did return it, that what if somebody else got it? Once I put it in the machine, my first thought was, well, let me re-rent it to see if it comes back out. And it didn't.
So he didn't... He didn't go to any sort of effort to prevent someone else. He put it back in the red box.
He didn't want that money. He didn't want that late fee.
So that's what's going on in Sacramento, Mike. Meanwhile, in South Africa, if you're driving down the street and you're obeying all traffic signals, you're not texting, you're not doing anything, you still have to watch out for an oncoming hippo.
Ooh, hippos are dangerous.
This is we have this on our YouTube page. We have this on our Facebook page. It looks like the hippo is gone after his truck because he leaves the side of the road. But this is a pretty great sound.
Whoa.
All signs point to the fact that both he and the hippo are okay. Not so good.
Did the car roll over?
No, did not roll, but it did slam
them hard. They kill more people every year than a lot of other dangerous creatures.
Mm. Really, and there's a national marble shortage because of them.
Thank you.
I think hungry hippos.
Oh.
No. Oh, God. Okay. Sorry.
Went too deep. All right. My bad.
Boy, I could draw you a chart of why that joke didn't work.
I love that.
We could put that on the USA Today in the bottom corner.
Nice graph.
But Mike, not all animals are evil and out to kill you. Some are just happy animals. Credit Matthew Bloom. Matt, you want to set this up?
Well, I never knew that camels were ticklish.
This is, Mike, the ticklish camel.
Great setup, pony. Is there a video of this?
Yeah, you put it on your page,
Oh, gotta see this one.
Right on their bellies?
Yes. And you know what? There is no creature more hideous to look at than a camel.
I'd love to tickle a camel.
That's also a category.
Hey,
by the way. Hungry camels.
I think you do that every day anyway.
Now, Let's cleanse the palate.
By the way, it's only been the entire show that I just fixed my microphone. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oh, you're good.
Does that sound a little better now?
It's fine. It's been good. It's been okay the whole show.
We've been riding you. Right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Let's cleanse the palate. There's a website called Dangerous Minds.
All right.
Even better. You know, at least it sounded good, Mike, when you recorded your song yesterday.
This is from the Oh Merry Christmas.
It is, yeah.
I hope you'll enjoy it. It's our first cut recorded. It's the most...
Dangerous Minds. What they did is they took a lovely lady, and she is without clothes, although this is tastefully shot.
Florence Henderson?
No, no. Hey, hey.
Well, lady. No, you said here's a lovely lady.
Oh, here's the story of a lovely lady.
That's right.
Not her, though. This is a different lovely lady. She's underwater, and she is without clothes. And what they have done is they've taken the music from The Marriage of Figaro, and they have slow motion recorded an underwater fart. And it sounds a little something like this.
So nasty. Okay, that's gross.
Where do you find this?
Makes me queasy to hear that. I don't like that.
You know what? It's much
fart jokes. I don't like that.
It's the dark web.
It's better to see it than to hear it, I think. But even seeing it's a little rough. All right.
Let me ask this.
Yes.
In as sensitive a way as I can. The delivery site for this particular activity.
Yes.
How would you rate the delivery site?
Very nice. It's a good runway.
All right. Just checking. Still where poo comes out.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, somehow being underwater, it seems cleaner.
Okay.
Let's move on.
All right, let's do that.
Have I played you the Gary Busey Angel tape yet? I haven't, have I?
No.
No,
no. Did you know that Gary Busey, who, by the way, if you want to see him farting underwater, that's all over the web.
Sure.
He said after his 1988 motorcycle accident, he saw angels.
Ooh.
Of course he did. Right.
And this is him describing that.
I hit the curb, pelvis, and head. I split my skull that far and knocked a hole in it that big, and I died after brain surgery and went to the other side. It's beautiful over there, and I was surrounded by angels, which are big balls of light, amber, magenta, gold, white, and three lights came up to me, and I was this long and that wide. That's your soul. Three lights came right up in front of me, and the one on the left was abalone, mother of pearl colored, and it talked to me in an androgynous voice and thought and told me what I was doing. Now, you can come with us, or you may turn to your body. It's your choice. So I came back and started all over again.
And ever since that day, we've had him on The Celebrity Apprentice.
And Buseyism.
What I can't believe is that he doesn't use words like pink and white. They're magenta and mother of pearl.
Mother of pearl, abalone.
Most likely they're the first responders. He just couldn't coherently make out what they were saying. Right?
He might have been looking through a bottle of Orbit soda.
Sir, are you okay? Are you okay without the helmet?
I talked to one of these angels, and she was oyster colored.
Have you ever seen an angel fart underwater, Gary?
Not with a hole in my head. No, thank you. Buseyism.
Let's close with this. Sad to hear this. Anthony Michael Hall, once a great actor, a cast member of Saturday Night Live, is now facing jail time.
Breakfast Club star Anthony Michael Hall is facing 7 years in prison for fighting his neighbor.
Mm.
However, his lawyer is trying to plea bargain that down to just serving detention with Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, and Jeff Nelson. We're going to see if they can.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support, and please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. And buy our bonus packages.
Do it!
If you do, you get Oh Merry Christmas, the album. That's right, 12 of your favorite Christmas tunes recorded by everybody on TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
It's the
It's the Mo.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.